This is Alan with an article written by Fiona titled Smoothing the Path to Easier Travel. Many of us may smile at the famous saying, a bus is a vehicle that runs twice as fast when you are after it as when you are in it. However, there is no doubt that when seeking to travel around and between our towns and cities, taking a bus can be the easiest option. Not only are buses local, regular, and convenient, they have other benefits. For example, walking to and from the bus stop regularly could be an effective way to get active and reach your daily step goal. And it's nice to meet fellow travellers and explore new cities and towns. For many blind and partially sighted people, using buses is the only way to get to work, visit friends and family, or attend medical appointments. However, travelling by bus can be challenging, especially when services vary depending on where you live and who operates them. So how do you find what support is available for planning your bus journey? 8 UK charities supporting people with visual impairment, from children to teens to adults, got together to collect all the information you could possibly need, all on one website called Sight Advice UK. This comprehensive resource was created in response to the needs of blind and partially sighted people who stressed that access to information and support are important to living independently and adapting to changes due to sight loss. At Sight Advice UK, you will find guidance on planning your journey and what support there is available from your local council or bus operator. For example, some local operators and councils run travel centres where you can drop in and find out about local services. Bus operators should also be able to advise if you are entitled to any concessions, how to pay for your journey, and if you need to pay beforehand or have the exact money. You may be able to pay by debit card or smartphone. You could ask your local bus operator about travel support cards, which are designed to help people using public transport who have certain health conditions, are older or disabled. These are credit card-sized, and you can show them to the driver as you board to alert them that you need help. Questions you may wish to ask include finding out what information is available about bus routes, timetables, and the location of bus stops, and if any of it is available in a format you can read. On the Sight Advice website, Sight Advice FAQ, that's all one word, and of course sight is spelt S-I-G-H-T, .org.uk, that's sightadvicefaq.org.uk, you will also find a comprehensive list of smartphone apps and websites that can help you plan your journey for towns and cities all over the UK. Typing bus travel into the search box at the top of the home page will give you a link to pages explaining what help is available for planning your bus journey. The Sight Advice FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, website is also a mine of information on other topics, so you could also use the search box on their homepage to find information on many aspects of life with sight loss, ranging from eye health, independent living, money, benefits, employment, and support services. That website address again, sightadvicefaq.org.uk. Happy travelling!